The Ministry of Education will this month implement stricter guidelines for the management of the Caribbean Examinations Council CXE school-based assessments SBAs. This in response to allegations of malpractice on the part of some students and school personnel. Chief Education Officer in the Ministry, Dr. Grace McLean, recently sat down with Ian Boyne to discuss the changes that are being made.
We had some issues last year with SBAs with a few schools. Mm-hmm. And arising from that, the Ministry of Education, in collaboration with the Overseas Examinations Commission and the National Education Inspectorate, came together to develop a system to quality assure school-based assessment in preparation for the students to sit. And so we first and foremost did a survey, and we found that there were several breaches, high percentages of breaches in schools where SBAs were being submitted and not reviewed at all, or SBAs are submitted at the end of the syllabus period, and in cases where the SBAs are not reviewed by the teacher, also cases where the SBAs are actually done by the teachers themselves. So out of this, we were able to use this information to develop a structure that will focus on six main areas, including teacher preparation, communication, accountability, monitoring, and the actual overall preparation of the students for SBA. And so we use those as the six pillars. And we have developed this system where we have also now trained auditors, quality assurance officers, who will go into the institutions just ahead about 2 months before the completion of that cycle for CXE, just to check to see if the procedures were followed, if there was an ongoing process in terms of the students doing their SBAs, and in terms of the support that the teachers have provided. Very important as it relates to SBAs is that SBAs are expected to be developmental. They are aligned to the syllabus, and it is really to assist the students in developing those fundamental concepts for them to do well in the examination itself. So it's not about a parent sitting down on the computer and doing up this research that is so attractive that it is beyond the teacher understanding. Now, in cases like this, the schools, if they have a system in place, they would know automatically that there is a breach on the part of the students, and that has to be corrected. And if there are sanctions that need to be applied, then the board has to come in place.
But how would the system
sanctions
know whether I, as a parent, did the work? Except when it is so obvious that it's
because apart from the procedures, there is a monitoring tool that each teacher is expected to have with the information for each student in the subject area based on the requirements of the SBA. Mm-hmm. And so it's very easy for the auditors to look at this and to cross-check what the students have done, and to be able to see those triggers that would indicate that it is not the students' work. We have seen cases where this issue of plagiarism is a major issue.
Especially
students have suffered for, and you now have Turnitin and all different kinds of software that can be used to check what you do. Mm-hmm. Now, apart from that, the auditors are trained to be able to pick up even the hard copy documents when there is plagiarism. Now, when that happens and it goes to CXE, CXE has no choice but to cancel the results of the students. Mm-hmm. So in order to avoid that and to prevent our students from having to suffer the consequences, parents have to be aware that provide that kind of guided support to your children, but do not actually do the physical work for them. And the teachers now must make sure that the guidance that they are providing for the students will be such that they will understand that this is developmental based on the curriculum. We started a pilot. As a matter of fact, we presented this system that we have developed to the Caribbean Examination Council in meeting in December, and it was fully endorsed by the rest of the Caribbean, and they have asked to adopt it. So we are working through that now. And we started a pilot in December with 31 schools after we went through the training and so on. We are completing that report now with a view for the auditors to be out in March to do the full quality assurance sampling, so that we can now have that report and submission to CXE. So we will see how things will go for this year.
Chief Education Officer in the Ministry, Dr. Grace McLean, speaking in an interview with Ian Boyne.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.